Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome to Whenuaho. So this is Whenuaho or Codfish Island, and it's just about 3k off the coast of the northwest tip of Rakiura, Stewart Island. And from our vantage point at the moment, we can just peer through the trees and see beautiful coastline of Rakiura stretching way down to the south. We can just hear the first of the males booming just below us. I think that's bonus.
Kia ora, and welcome to Voice of the Kakapo, an audio adventure from RNZ with me, Alison Balance. In part one, we heard about the night parrot and its relationship with the rimu tree. In part two, Whenuaho, Kakapo Island, we go to the south of Aotearoa, New Zealand, and we are welcomed to Whenuaho, Codfish Island by Tane Davis from Naitahu.
Kia ora tātou, nō mai haere mai, hoki mai e ki te motu nei, nō mai haere mai kia koutou katoa. I te motu o Whenuaho, ko poki hau e te moanga, ko Waitunu te awa, ko Waikora pupu e te whata, ko te moana kiwa de te moana, te ihi, te wehi, te mana, o te iwi o Waitaha o kā te mamoe o kaitahu. Nō reira, I ngā pau I konei, I te pau o te nehera, I te pau o te haumi, I te pau o te hau. Nō reira, etu mai I ngā pau. Nō reira o tātou, tēnā rā koutou, tēnā koutou katoa. Kia ora tātou. So Whenuaho, the highest peak is Pukehau. The awa, the river, the creek, is Waitūna. We look at out here at Waikoro Pupu, which is the whata, which is the landing place of our tūpuna. Waikoro Pupu is known as a place of the boiling sea. So the sea itself, of course, is Te Moana Kiwa, the pathway of the whales. And then we talk about the connection of the iwi that are to this place, which is Waitaha and Kā Te Mamoe and Kaitahu. We must not forget too, of course, that big motu over there, which is Rakiura.
So Kakapo were transferred here from Rakiura in the late 1980s.
Deirdre Virko leads the Kakapo Recovery Program at the Department of Conservation.
It's a crazy story. The birds got down to a low of about 50 birds. And over a decade they were removed from Rakiura and transferred to safe havens like here, Whenuaho. Also Hauturu, or Little Barrier, in the north. But every single bird that was found was transferred out of its last known habitat to these safe islands. And that's really where the program began, and the population has built from there. I joined the team in 2002, and there were 86 birds at the time. And now we have 147.
It's taken two decades to get the Kakapo population from 50 to nearly 150, and it wouldn't have happened on its own. It's taken people, many dedicated people, as well as surveillance technology such as smart transmitters and activity trackers, to get to the stage where there are now Kakapo on three islands, Whenuaho, Hauturu and Anchor Island, Pukenui, in Fiordland. Now, let's go back to 2018, when Kakapo scientist Andrew Digby was keeping a close eye on tiny fruit developing high up in the rimu trees.
The middle of 2018, we knew that there was going to be a big breeding season coming up in 2019. We knew that there was lots of fruit on the trees, lots of rimu fruit. It was the biggest mast that we'd ever seen. It's probably the biggest mast for half a century or maybe even more in this part of New Zealand. So we were gearing up for every female or nearly every female to breed, and we knew there was about 50 breeding females, and so we were expecting maybe up to 150 eggs. And if we were being optimistic, everything went well, we think maybe we might end up with 50 chicks out of that breeding season. Kind of not daring to sort of say that out too loud too much, but that was what we're really hoping for, as a best case scenario.
So we were busy and we were prepared. And then October, November and December are the months in which we start to get an estimate of the timing of the breeding. It's in relation to the temperature averages throughout those months. And so the temperature data started to come in. And by the end of November, mid-December, we thought we were in for a medium, maybe later, breeding season. We were expecting breeding to kick off probably around mid-January.
Spurred on by masses of unripe rimu fruit, the male kakapo began to boom.
I think they all started quite early in December, which is normal for a good breeding season. So you still can't tell a lot from booming in December, other than that, well, if they start early in December, that's a really good sign.
Daryl Eason is a long-standing member of the kakapo team.
The weather was certainly warming up in December, so that was interesting, but I didn't know what to expect from it.
And then we all went away for our Christmas holidays, and a few days into that, we got the first mating, which was a bit of a shock. That was the 17th and 18th of December. That was here on Whenua Ho, that was Pearl. And so that was okay. We had one female who had mated quite early, and after a week we still had no more females mating, and we thought, okay, we can manage this. But Christmas Eve, they all started. So yeah, between Christmas and New Year's, there were a lot of phone calls, a lot of discussion, and a lot of plans being remade, really, and brought forward. And just, yeah, got straight into it, really.
Good morning, Andrew.
Morning.
Now, I like the fact that the first thing you've done this morning is go straight to your computer and start downloading some information.
Yeah, this is just checking the information from the smart transmitters, which is transmitted over the data network, to see what happened up on the hill on Whenua Ho last night, and on Anchor too.
And what happened? Did anything happen?
I'm just checking at the moment, and it looks like actually late yesterday morning, Aranga mated with Guapo. So that's cool, another mating for Whenua Ho.
Sometimes they mate two or three times, and that might be 2 to 3 days apart. And after the final mating, they usually lay the first egg 6 to 9 days later, and then they lay eggs at 3 day intervals. So it is a long process just to lay the eggs. So if they're laying a clutch of 4 eggs, which several of them are this year, then that's 9 days worth of laying. So we start collecting data of the female's activity from her transmitter, and once we see her activity dropping, and we can go in and check for a nest and any eggs. And depending on what they're nesting in, it might be a very deep cavity under a base of a tree, under the hollow roots or in a hollow log. You may be able to see that there's a nest in there, but you can't see the eggs.
We're trying to find Hawkey's nest. We know from Hawkey's activity transmitter that she's nesting. Her activity has dropped right down to only about 1 hour of activity over 24 hours. So that's a real sign that she's nesting. And we've just found her signal. So after a little bit of searching, we know roughly where she is. So now we've got to find a place to go in off the track and try and bush bash and find her nest.
So this is the kakapo equivalent of a needle in a haystack.
It is. It's a little bit of a treasure hunt too, hoping that we'll find a nice nest at the end of it.
And we've all got some bits of equipment in our pack. What have you got to do once you find the nest?
Yeah, so we've got the technology gear, what's called a nest snark. It's a proximity sensor and a data logger. And we've got batteries and some electronic gear, which basically records the female's presence at the nest, tells us when she leaves, when she arrives, if there's any other kakapo near the nest. Tells us all that remotely. It's transmitted over our data network. So from the hut, we can actually monitor what's happening at this nest.
The Hoki was the first of the birds to be hand-raised back in 1992, and she was raised at Auckland Zoo. And she was kept in captivity for 5 years, so the longest time any kakapo has been in captivity.
I need to try and get the sensor into the nest cavity if I can, but it's going to be a bit tricky because she'll be a bit stroppy.
We do have some that are very feisty around nests. Hoki, for example, is legendary in her fierceness in the way that she protects her nest, so you can't get within probably 2 or 3 metres of her nest without her running out to tell you that this is her space and you can leave, thank you very much. So they've all got their own personalities and their own ways.
Hoki was being very defensive about her nest, wasn't she?
She was being incredibly defensive. Other kakapo, normally they might be indifferent. What the most you might get is a growl or something like that, but yep, she came right out of the nest and was trying to attack us, which is, it's pretty amazing to see him defend a nest like that. But we were able to get the electronic stuff in the nest arc, so we should be able to tell remotely when she's off the nest, and so we can come back when she's not here and set up all the equipment that we need to.
It sounds like the other team have been successful in finding Suzanne's nest as well.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, so that's 2 nests today. So that's great news. We don't know anything about eggs yet, but we'll find out probably in the next few nights.
You've been listening to Voice of the Kakapo, Part 2, Whenua Hou, Kakapo Island. We heard Deirdre Virko, Andrew Digby and Daryl Eason from the Kakapo Recovery Program at the New Zealand Department of Conservation, as well as Tane Davis from Ngāi Tahu. Voice of the Kakapo was recorded and produced by me, Alison Balance, and mixed by Phil Benge at RNZ. You can find the podcast at rnz.co.nz or search for RNZ Kakapo Files on your favourite podcast app. Next time, in Part 3, nesting's in full swing, but it's not all good news. Bye for now. Mā te wā.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.